As Catholics, we often talk about grace. We say, oh, that person's very full of grace. Yes. We say, I want to seek grace. I want to have more grace. We're showered with grace. But what is grace? What is grace actually? What is it? Where does it come from? Can we harvest it? Can we freely accept it? What is it? Well, grace, simply put, is the life of God within us. Grace is something that we receive. It's a treasure that we receive. And we can receive it in many different ways. And it's freely offered, right? It's a free gift that God gives to us, and we simply accept it. We simply receive that gift. Today's parables, the first two parables that we heard, each illustrate an aspect of the life of grace. In the buried treasure parable, the person stumbles upon this treasure. Grace is like that in our lives. It's something that we simply kind of come upon sometimes. We recognize this is a moment of grace. This is a power of God working in my life, and I have to respond to it. Sometimes we just happen to recognize moments when God is working in our lives and blessing us and offering something to us. If we recognize this life of grace, we will give everything to receive it. And that's putting God first in our lives. That's how we do that. It's taking the moment of grace that we stumble into and changing our direction, or changing our lives, reordering ourselves according to this gift that we have found. And very often we have to do this again and again and rediscover that gift of grace often in our lives. So there's a major component of the life of grace that is simply unmerited or unsolicited. It just comes to us. It's a grace that is a gift. There's also an aspect of the life of grace that we can seek out, that we can strive for. And this is illustrated in the parable of the pearl of great price. Here, the merchant is seeking the pearl of great price. Notice that in the parable, he doesn't simply stumble upon it, but he's looking for it. He's seeking actively for it. It says the merchant is searching for fine pearls. And there's an awareness that there's something out there that I want, something out there that I desire, something that I need. And when we find it, he gives everything that he has to attain this precious gift. When we become seekers of the kingdom of God, when we have become aware of the kingdom of God, that's a real thing, that it can be found, we are like this merchant. We seek to live life of grace, and when we find it, we give everything that we have to attain that gift. This is the life of grace. It's a gift, but to accept this gift, we must give up everything else, all other things. Or we might say that everything else is ordered to receiving this gift. So our work, our family, our marriage, our community, when these things are ordered to receiving the life of grace, that's a way of putting God first in our lives. We can grow our capacity for God by following where grace leads us, by being attuned, if you will, to those little promptings of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. We can go through life and we can go deeper into the life of grace where the Lord allows us to. And he will always give us more and more opportunities to grow in this life of grace. So we have to be attentive. Where is the Holy Spirit guiding me? Where is the Holy Spirit moving in my life? And when we're attentive to that, then we can respond with an open heart. Kind of like climbing a mountain, right? If you're climbing a mountain, you might begin that climb, and in the beginning it's not very steep, it's not too bad. But the further you go up, the harder it gets, the more challenging it is. And so you have to kind of let go of things. If you think of like somebody who starts with a bunch of luggage, and you look at them and say, that's not going to work, right? You're not going to get to the top with all that stuff. But, you know, they have all this stuff, and they're kind of holding onto it like, I don't want to let go of it. So they start going up the mountain, right? And as they get further up, they kind of have to make a decision. Am I going to keep going? And then that means I have to let go of some of these things, or am I going to just stop right here, right? And the spiritual life is like that. We have baggage, right, that we need to let go in order to go further up. And the Lord is always challenging us. He's always inviting us to go further, but that means we have to let go of some things. And that's a challenge for us sometimes. So putting God first is putting aside any non-essential thing, right, or any distractions. It means putting down anything that keeps us from responding to these little invitations of grace. Every person who attains heaven will experience blessedness. But sometimes we don't talk about the fact that the capacity for blessedness or happiness will be different according to how we have responded to God throughout our lives. So while everyone will be perfectly happy, there will be a variance of what that experience is like, depending on how we responded through our lives. So you might say, well, you mean someone might experience more joy in heaven than me? Yes, actually. That might come as a surprise to us, but it shouldn't concern us, right? Everybody's going to have a full cup, so some of us are going to have bigger cups, right? Because we've grown our capacity through our lives to be receiving more of God. So what does that mean? It simply means a life of minimalism is not rewarded. Generosity of heart is what God wants. If we grow our capacity for God by responding with that prompting of grace that comes to us, we will be rewarded not only in this life, but in the life to come. It's not that God is stingy, right? It's just rather our joy corresponds to the generosity that we have. Like a sponge, right, can only hold so much water. In the same way, we're going to have a capacity that has been expanded and expanded, hopefully, throughout our lives. And so the more we respond in generosity, the more we can receive. Now, it's not helpful to talk about quantities of grace or units of happiness or something like that. We might get fixated on that. That's not really the point. The point is, we can only respond, right? This is a gift, and only God can weigh the factors of how we respond. You know, what we started with, what we have throughout our lives, all the different factors, we can't really measure that, but God can. And so our lives are an opportunity. It's an opportunity to respond to the graces that God gives to us. So going to Mass, praying, fasting, giving alms, putting others first, being patient, any type of sacrificial love, any acceptance of the will of God over our own preferences, these are all ways to respond in grace. And the more we do this, the easier it will be to recognize these little promptings of grace. And the easier it will be to respond with a generous heart. So this life, we're kind of being trained, right? We're being trained to respond to the Lord. And if we never seek to grow in awareness of this grace, or we never follow those promptings, these promptings will be harder to follow. They'll be harder to sense and more difficult to respond to. So it's all a gift, right? Grace is a gift, and it can't be manufactured, it can't be created, it can't be controlled, and it can be received and responded to. And there's no telling. You know, somebody might have a moment where they have a huge outpouring of grace and they respond, or somebody might just have little graces each day that they respond to generously with in small ways in their lives. So each of us is going to have a different path. We either have a life of grace, or we reject that life of grace. We either are growing in our capacity for God, or we're shrinking in our capacity for God. Now is a perfect time. Today is a perfect time to put God first, to begin to respond to God's promptings, and to be filled with grace. Here's a prayer from St. Teresa of Avila. Lord, grant that I may always allow myself to be guided by you, always follow your plans, and perfectly accomplish your holy will. Grant that in all things, great and small, today and all the days of my life, I may do whatever you may require of me. Help me to respond to the slightest promptings of your grace, so that I may be your trustworthy instrument for your honor. May your will be done in time and eternity, by me, in me, and through me. Amen.